Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. If it feels like you've been waiting all year for the playoffs to start, you're not alone. After a disappointing 2023 season, players have said all year that the goal for the Eagles is a Super Bowl title, and fans camped out starting in the wee hours of the morning for today's game, which they're hoping will start a potential run. KYW's Sonny Morgan was at the link bright and early this morning.
The people have been out here, some say, since 1 a.m. today for the game. Some dedicated fans actually watched the sunrise here outside of Lincoln Financial Field, where, of course, the Eagles are looking to beat the Packers later this afternoon. The tailgate seems like the place to be, with free coffee and donuts from Dunkin'. And fans like Eric Wayne came out early as a 1 a.m. to smoke a pig.
Anytime we're doing a pig, we get here early, so it takes, you know, usually 10 to 12 hours to smoke the pig, about an hour to get the smoker up to temp, so, you know, getting down here early just for the cook time, but, you know, a night when you're excited anyway, so you're not getting much sleep anyway, so might as well just keep fire going and cook a pig.
Yeah, and his friend Jeremy Smith drove up here from another state, not too far, but also not too close.
We have a bunch of sides. We have mac and cheese, we have some other sides. We have a nice tailgate group coming, about 30, 40 people maybe.
Now, he told me he drove up from Virginia, which, you know, could be far to some people, but if you're an Eagles fan, you won't drive anywhere too far for the birds. Nowhere's too far for the birds, rather. I spoke to another fan, Chris Lee, who came out here early, who's just excited to be around the atmosphere.
We've been doing this for 5 or 6 years, getting down here early. This is what it's about right here.
And that report from KYW's Sonny Morgan. A third of local businesses are predicting slightly less favorable business conditions in 2025. That's according to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank's annual survey. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
Philadelphia area businesses tend to be an optimistic bunch, according to the Philadelphia Fed's outreach economist, Ryo Toshiro. So it was a departure this year when nearly as many businesses said they expect 2025 to be weaker economically and for their companies as those who expect a better year.
The level of optimism is actually at a pretty low level relative to where this question was over the past 10 years.
Toshiro says the factors they cited were labor supply, poor sales, but also making a much stronger showing than in past years, uncertainty over regulations and government policies.
This answer option was chosen more frequently than in the past, which means that more people are worried about this looming uncertainty.
Toshiro says concerns about inflation are down because the economy is cooling, but that likely is also driving the lower expectations for this year. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Penn Museum is celebrating global cultures and ringing in the Chinese New Year. KYW's Sharaday Howard has those details.
For more than 40 years, Culture Fest has been Penn Museum's most popular event series, recognizing cultural traditions all around the world. Tina Thomason with the museum.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tradition when you think Lunar New Year and you think the parades, this is what you see. You see the lions out dancing. Some people call them dragons.
The festival continues by honoring Asian traditions and celebrating the Lunar New Year. This year is the year of the snake.
Glitter, there's lettuce, it's good luck, it's fortune, it's well wishes for the new year.
And the day will begin by awakening the lion with a special eye-dotting ceremony, followed by a cross-generational good time.
We have musicians, we have K-pop performers. performers, and there's Tai Chi.
The event is on Saturday, January 25th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the museum. And hey, who doesn't want a free gift?
And everyone who comes gets a little red envelope as a gift for Lunar New Year from the Penn Museum.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9.
MJ, the musical opened this week at the Academy of Music with one actor making his U.S. debut in the title role. KYW's Sabrina Boyd Serka spoke with the performer portraying Michael Jackson.
Jordan Marcus has understudied MJ and stepped into the role full-time at the last tour stop in Ottawa, Canada. But Wednesday night was his first time seeing his name at the top of the bill in the U.S.
I have probably found as many clips of Michael as I possibly could and seen them over 100 times each.
He's studied videos and drilled choreography, but he says it's just as important to bring some of himself to the role.
Because at the end of the day, you're the instrument that these people are living through on that stage physically.
His castmate, Josh A. Dawson, who plays both Tito Jackson and Quincy Jones, agrees. He says his own life experience is key to his performance.
I went to musical theater school and, you know, studied BFA program to do this, and it did not prepare me for something like this. My life in the church, growing up around people that look like me, listening to Michael Jackson's music growing up, that prepared me.
MJ the Musical is running through January 19th. Sabrina Boyd Serka, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.